Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Start or sit. Add or drop.
So this is football. I like it.
Don't sleep on these sleepers.
Football rules.
Because right now, lead fantasy analyst for Bleacher Report, Matt Kemp, gives you the latest on fantasy football heading into the weekend.
Are you ready for some football?
On 97.3, The Fan.
We are all ready for some football, and no better guest to have on right now than Bleacher Report's own Matt Kemp. You can catch him on Twitter at TheMattKemp. Joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline is Matt Kemp. Matt, how you doing today, brother? Matt?
Hey, Matt.
Stuff that doesn't matter.
There he is.
Oh, there he is. All right. How you doing, Matt? Sorry.
See, I showed up. I promise. I'm here. You can't suspend me. I'm not throwing punches at you guys. I promise. I am here for week one. I made every effort to make it.
All right. So let's just get the elephant out of the room right now. If you drafted Antonio Brown, what do you do?
Well, I can tell you this. Report just came down from Ian Rappaport. The Raiders are not planning to have wide receiver Antonio Brown for week one. He says it's not clear if it's a suspension or stay merely inactive, but those are their plans. He will likely stay away from the team. I am literally updating my rankings as I'm talking to you guys. He is out. I have Tyrell Williams in the 36th area. Hunter Renfro, maybe get some looks. I do like Darren Waller. If you're already stuck, you need a sleeper. That tight end position is a mess after like the first seven or eight guys. Maybe in your DFS line, I'm looking for a cheap one. Darren Waller was getting some buzz. Forget Hard Knocks was getting it anyway. So he's somebody to look at. I have him at number 12. If you have Antonio Brown, you're in trouble, yeah, because I feel like this is going towards a divorce of some way. I don't know if that means that, you know, they go to the stuff in his contract that says they can cut him loose and all the money that he would be owed, but, man, everything sounds bad here. If you kind of got over the hump of the feet stuff and the helmet stuff and then was like, well, Keenan Allen's banged up and T.Y. Hilton just lost luck, all of a sudden Antonio Brown was like, well, he didn't take any hits. He looks okay now. That's out the window, unfortunately. So, I mean, looks like you can take him out of your lineup if you have to make that call before tonight's game. I would do that, but it's a mess. I can't say I'm shocked by things anymore, but it would be nice if we knew this a week ago.
Right? That's what I'm saying, one of the guys who drafted Antonio Brown.
Man, it's a tough situation. Matt Kemp, our all-time favorite from Bleacher Report, and the fantastic fantasy football guy. Matt, give me a couple of guys you think that might, this year, step up a little bit and be kind of star players. A couple guys you think might take a few steps back that used to be guys you could count on.
Yeah, I mean, for star players, I think Kerryon Johnson is going to make a jump this year. Could get off to a good start against Arizona this weekend. Matt Patricia looks like a big guy that wants to run the football. Doesn't he? Defensive guy, got the big beard going. I want to run the ball. He's going to do that this year. He's going to do it with Kerryon Johnson. And with no Theo Riddick there anymore, he'll get the catches as well. So I do like Kerryon Johnson. I wasn't that high on Damian Williams, and because I expected the Chiefs to add somebody. They added exactly who I thought they would, LeSean McCoy. So I felt like people were high on him. I wasn't quite as high. I'm also not quite as down on him as everybody else because I still think he'll be pretty good in PPR formats. I think Dalvin Cook bounces back in a big way. I understand that when you say Dalvin Cook's name, you automatically go back to the injuries of the first two seasons. But this is a team that made a coordinator change last year. They said, we want to run the football. I don't know if that makes a ton of sense when you have Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs and you paid them a lot of money. But that's what, once again, a defensive guy, Mike Zimmer, wants to do. So I think if Dalvin Cook stays healthy, I wouldn't even be surprised. I'll go this far. If he finished as the number one fantasy running back this year, and another guy who I think is set up for a bounce back, and I know you have to bring up injuries, but I love Carson Wentz. And everything here is set up for him to have an MVP, top three, fantasy-type season. I go back 2 years ago. I'm not even reaching that far back. Before he got hurt against the Rams in that big game in L.A., he was the number two quarterback that year before that injury. Now he has DeSean Jackson. He has Dallas Goedert. Obviously, you have Ertz and Jeffrey. And by the way, they didn't open the season with Jeffrey last year. They didn't even open the season with Carson Wentz last year. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is also there. as a nice red zone option. This team is loaded. I love Miles Sanders. If you want a rookie who's going to step up, I think the Eagles are one of the big contenders. When in doubt, go after good teams. The Eagles are one of those teams. I love Carson Wentz this year.
Matt, what do you do with the Chargers running backs? Who do you think is going to get the bulk of the carries there?
It's funny you're saying that because I'm literally writing my sleeper article. I took a break for you guys, and yes, Austin Eckler is the guy. I would favor him, but I think especially this weekend, here is a preview. You guys get this first. Justin Jackson is on my sleepers for week number one because I think the Chargers will control that game against the Colts. By the way, I don't think Jacoby Brissett stinks. I think they'll be okay, but it's a tough first matchup for the Colts against this Charger defense. And I think Justin Jackson could be the one who gets carries in the fourth quarter. He's a solid flex. I think Eckler is probably a decent RB2. And then I don't know what's going to happen with Melvin Gordon. Does he sit out the whole year? You got to have that accrued season. I've had people say, like, should I trade for him on the cheap? And I said, you know, if it's the cheap, if it's maybe you drafted Duke Johnson a month ago as your fifth running back, and now you go, well, I don't know if he's going to be a fifth running back. He could be better than that, but I'm loaded up. Maybe you trade a guy like that, just take the shot on Gordon. But we don't know. With what happened with Le'Veon Bell last year, I assume nothing. Look what's going on with Antonio Brown now. But I favor Austin Eckler as a solid RB2, and I think Justin Jackson will have solid flex potential because the Chargers are a good team, and they should have leads or at least stay in game, so the carries will be there for both players.
Matt, I want to let you roll here and get back to work. Just real quick, tonight's game, Packers-Bears, people making last-second decisions here maybe before they put in their lineup. Who should they make sure they get in there tonight? Who maybe should they get out of there for tonight?
Well, I could tell you that Trey Burton is inactive tonight. Not exactly a surprise, so he'll be out. I have Aaron Rodgers only at number 11 for this week, so not very high there. I think Trubisky's got potential as a sleeper, as a second quarterback, as someone I think that's fairly cheap in DFS because the Packer defense doesn't scare me. I'm a little down on Rodgers. Really outside of Devontae Adams, I think I'm a little concerned there. I'm very interested in David Montgomery. I've said this. I don't doubt the talent at all. But I wonder, as Matt Nagy did a lot last year, do they spread the ball around a lot? And does it drive us nuts to time with David Montgomery? I think he's a solid flex. I think that's how you want to have him in your lineup with the hope that he eventually becomes a good RB2. So Mitch, as a decent streamer, still have Rodgers at 11, but I would lower expectations. Maybe you take a chance elsewhere in your lineup because you don't think you're going to have a top 5 week out of Rodgers. Like I said, Trey Burton's out, so if you have him in there, get him out. Maybe pick up the Raiders tight end Darren Waller. Shot up with Antonio Brown, according to Ian Rappaport, not with the team this week.
Coming full circle.
Matt Camp, one of fantasy's finest, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Bleacher Report, you can catch him at the Matt Camp. Matt, we appreciate your time, man, and we'll talk
soon. Yes.
Odd Thomas, way to go.
We love you!
How old are you, Thomas?
Ooh,
you want to tell us?
Wish to share.
You're not a woman. You. We get to ask you that. Can't ask women.
Sure?
Yes.
I'm 30.
I'm not sure.
30?
30 today.
30, oh 30.
It's all downhill from here.
It sure is.
That's about it, Thomas.
This is where all the aches start coming up.
Do they ever?
It's That's all
good
over.
Good to know.
Sorry to ruin your 30th birthday.
Well, it's a good
like
thing
that,
you got total stem cell that I
exactly.
can look into.
Exactly.
Wow. Look at this guy.
Said, Thomas.
Look at this
well
guy.
Said. You're going to have to give him some of your money that you get out of that now. For
yeah.
That
or just a
good
free consultation. You know what would work.
You know.
Free consultation.
I'll
good.
See what I can do about it.
Set
sure.
Thomas up.
You got any plans for tonight quickly?
Leave here, wait for
good.
The girlfriend to get off work, and then
gonna leave here?
That's a good start.
Well, any dinner plans?
My aunt's going to host like the family over for pizza and football.
Nothing
tonight.
Better than a good
all
family
right.
gathering.
Thanks for the invite.
On first football day of the year.
Keyword aunt family. Odd Thomas.
Oh, did you hear
God
that?
Love her. What happened?
I said, thanks for the invite, and he said, keyword family. That's messed up.
All right, we could mess around for a whole lot longer, but then we'll never get our AFC East preview in. So
we got 8 minutes. Let's go.
AFC East division winner.
All right, I started with Chris last time. I'm going to start with you, Thomas. Who you got? Please don't say Patriots.
What do you think he's going to say?
The sixth time.
Oh, here he goes.
Lombardi Trophy
Mute
winner.
His name.
New England Patriots.
All right. No, we don't need an explanation, Tony. Division winner.
New England.
I have to agree with Scraby. We New really England. Don't need an explanation.
New England Patriots, for the Patriots. I'll just say two words, Belichick, Brady.
Okay. Chris?
That's enough for me.
All right. Let's move to the next.
AFC East, last place.
Tony, who you got? AFC East, last place.
The Buffalo Bills.
Wow, that's a shocker over the Dolphins?
Yeah, man. I think the Dolphins are going to do some things, man.
Really?
Like third place things, but, you know, they won't finish in last.
I've been sticking up for Brian Flores, so he likes Brian.
Yeah, you do.
I like that.
Got them dudes who was willing to boycott the whole season up out of there. Get out.
He threw them all out on the street.
Chris, who you got in the last place?
Well, you know I'm not going to pick my own team last. Come on now.
I mean, with how much you talk trash about them, you should.
I'm going to pick the guy who ruined my team, and that's Adam Gase. I'll take the Jets last.
Wow. All right, Thomas, who you got?
The Dolphins.
Thank you.
He just wanted to play the sounder.
He did. He totally just wanted to play the sounder.
He didn't care if they finished last. Itchy trigger finger.
Well, I was like telling Thomas earlier, I was like, get ready with that Dolphins sounder. They're going to be mentioned a lot here, but I guess only one guy did it, so...
AFC East, most valuable player.
Chris, who's your MVP?
Goat.
That's all. I mean, that's pretty awesome that's all you need to know about
one
guy.
Pretty much all you need to say. Yeah. I don't see anybody else until further notice. He's the MVP of that division.
Thomas?
Yeah, I got to say that Tom Brady as well.
Is that what you have written down?
No.
Say what you have written down.
I have Sam Darnold written down. Okay. I think he's going to take the next step.
Thank you.
I like you.
I knew as soon as he hesitated, I was like, that's not what he has written down.
That's right. He was like, oh, no, I have to pick Tom Brady. Tony, who you got?
Le'Veon Bell.
Yes!
1 year, fresh body. I think he's going to do some things. And by, you know, according to my man Thomas, Sam Darnold's going to win MVP. It's going to be because Le'Veon Bell is having a terrific year.
That's a great point. All right.
Adam Gase will mess them up.
His crazy eyes could, for sure.
Breakout player. All right, Thomas. Breakout player of the AFC East.
Are you just boycotting me at all, starting this at all?
No, I started
Thomas,
with you.
Thomas, Chris, back to Thomas.
No, I went Tony last place first.
Oh, you did. I'm apologizing.
Should we start with Tony again?
No. Go ahead, Thomas. What you got?
My breakout star is going to be Josh Allen. I think we saw his rushing capabilities take off last year. I think this year in the system and the improved wide receiver core he's got going, I think he could take the next step for the Buffalo team this year.
Tony?
Fantasy star breakout? Is that what we're talking about?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Robbie Anderson of the New York Jets.
Oh, funny. I think you took him in the fantasy draft.
Oh, I did. There's
a reason.
Well,
that's normally how these things work.
Yeah. I think he had a pretty good year last year. Came on kind of strong middle of the season. Kind of was nicked up, though. If he stay healthy, man, he's going to have a big fantasy year for sure.
Chris?
Thomas has obviously been listening to me. I saw this guy play at Wyoming. I'm telling you, he's better than people think he is. Josh Allen is about to break through for the Buffalo Bills.
I'm surprised he didn't pick Kenny Galladay.
Only time I come over there and just whack you.
Okay, go to the last one.
AFC East. Biggest disappointment.
Oh, look who's first, Tony.
Oh, my biggest disappointment. And I looked at this from the fantasy standpoint. It's going to be James White. You just can't trust a New England running back. That's just how it's been as long as I've been playing the game of fantasy football. They got a pretty good running back. What's the kid's name they drafted?
Damian Harris out of Alabama.
Oh, wait, I wasn't talking about him. What's the other running back they got?
Sony Michel.
Didn't he have a good year?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think he's going to get the brunt of the carries. But, you know, James White will have a pop-up game here and there, but don't think it's going to be the same. I've been watching the fantasy draft. He's been going relatively high. I don't think he's going to be that good.
Chris, what do you think is your biggest disappointment?
He'll probably be the guy you want to draft for the fantasy Super Bowl.
Right.
Because
right?
he'll
have,
catch
right.
nine 100%. Catches in that game like Edelman. Disappointment in this division is going to be Josh Rosen. I think people are waiting for him to take over for Fitzmagic. He probably will, but he will fail miserably on this really bad Miami team.
Yeah, I read something yesterday that he's not picking up the offense very well.
Well, it doesn't matter because he doesn't have a lot to work with. So he's the biggest disappointment in the division because he makes no strides forward in his second year.
All right, Thomas, you're finishing out our AFC East with your biggest disappointment.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Can that really be a disappointment?
You know what? I thought of him, and I thought to say, I don't know if that can really be a disappointment because
no one really expects
he's
anything.
He's a placeholder.
Well, he'll give you six or seven good games and then kind of flame out.
Boy, I'll take that.
Right, yeah. Six or seven? Especially you consider the year you guys had last year. And if that was mean wins, you guys are almost there.
Miami was 7-9 last year. That's really one of the shocking records in all of football when you think about it. All right, there's our AFC East preview for 2019. And we are about ready to send it on out to Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League. And we've got the opener tonight between the Packers and the Bears. Don't forget, we'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. It's our Fryer Friday. And we will be joined tomorrow by Travis Jankowski down at the ballpark. So we will be talking plenty of baseball tomorrow and also wrapping up the first game of the NFL season. Good luck to everybody tonight who's got fantasy players going. And bad luck if some of your fantasy players happen to be playing against me.
Talk that talk.
Scraby?
Yes, sir.
Nice work. Thomas, happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Tony Gwynn Jr.?
Not his birthday.
Not my birthday.
Not his birthday.
A month from yesterday, though.
Note to self.
This stinks. I have 26 seconds to kill. I have to actually break out of here right at...
No, you can
428.
You can log off if you want.
I can right now?
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.